Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, your host and president of Senior Care Consulting. And again, just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. And I keep mentioning this. Our listenership continues to grow. This is getting fun, folks. So again, thank you for passing along information about Senior Care Live. I think it still might be one of the best kept secrets in Kansas City, but that is very quickly going away. So keep up the good work. Help me promote the program and let everyone that you know about Senior Care Live. And again, thanks for your support. If you have questions about this program or how we might be able to help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by to take your call, so you can call that number any time, any day, any hour, 800-331-6445. If you want to check out the website, it's a good one, folks. Go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get signed up for the free e-newsletter, and check out our upcoming free educational events. More about that here in just a minute. Now, if you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can check that out online as well at Senior Care Consulting. That's with an ING, SeniorCareConsulting.com. And that's where my firm offers a highly specialized, deeply personal service where we can help you and your family find the right senior care community for your elderly loved ones. And this could be at any level, from a senior apartment, like 55 plus apartment. It could include independent living apartments, so someone downsizing from their home and moving into an independent living apartment. It could include assisted living, where an individual would need help with their activities of daily living. Or it could be a full-blown nursing home where full medical care is offered and provided. And it may involve, and many times, oh gosh, with my business, it sure does. Many times it involves some level of cognitive impairment with Alzheimer's or dementia, one of the many different forms of dementia. So, a lot of times I'm looking for assisted living that has the memory care component, or the nursing home that has the memory care component. So this is just to give you a feel for what I do. So with our firm, again, Senior Care Consulting, we can make the very, very difficult process of finding the right place for your mom or dad, your spouse, any elderly loved one. We make that very difficult process very, very simple. And the two major, major deliverables, number one, we will save you a ridiculous amount of time. I mean, an unbelievable amount of time. Expect 50 to 100 hours. If you're trying to do your homework, just expect 50 to 100 hours. My clients get through this in about 5 hours. I mean, it's an incredible time saver. But the primary deliverable is information. So once we go through our process, we do a mini geriatric care evaluation. Okay, we develop a care profile together. Based on that, we research the entire marketplace. We narrow it to the top three communities that most closely meet your needs. Then guess what? You get us for the day. We go along with you. We tour these communities with you. We conduct a performance audit. And what that means is we ask lots and lots and lots of questions that I think everyone should know and understand before making such a huge decision. Right. So we're in and out of these three places. And like I said, it takes about 4.5, maybe 5 hours. And then the major deliverable is the information. We send you a very nice hard copy report, the summary report that includes all of the information that we discovered, as well as a wealth of additional information. Also, at the end of this process, you can combine the subjective How did I feel about this place? Do I feel like I can trust these people to provide care for, you know, my mom or my dad, my spouse, whoever this person is that you're caring for and that you love so much? You have to pay attention to that gut reaction. You really, really do. But with a gut reaction alone, that's a terrible way to make such a huge decision. Unfortunately, that's what most people do. Well, I think you can take that and combine it with the objective information that my service provides through Senior Care Consulting, and now you're in the driver's seat. Now you can make an educated and informed decision and have some objectivity about that. If that resonates with you, you give me a call at Senior Care Consulting anytime. Offer a free consultation to get together to see if this might be a good fit for you. 913-749-7899. Again, that direct number to Senior Care Consulting is 913-749-7899. All right, let's go to, let's talk about, I said that we would revisit the free educational event. This thing, I'm stumbling over my words because I'm still excited about it. This was a huge, huge, huge hit and success. Thanks to everyone in attendance to this event. It was fantastic. And look, I've been saying this for a long time. These events are starting to gain a lot of traction, and they really are. We had 100 people sign up and register for this event, and we had to close the registration because we're flat out of room in the venue that we were holding this in. So I'm sorry. Let me apologize if you tried to register, but you were locked out of that. It's just because nothing personal. We literally ran out of seating, and you have fire codes and that sort of thing. So I'll try to provide a heads up for all of the upcoming events here in just a minute. I'll give you a heads up with all of the other quarterly events and the dates, but just be sure to register early so that you ensure that you get a seat. And as we get better at this, a little more experienced at this, if we have a lot of people signing up, then when we have the time in advance, we can expand our venue capacity. We just couldn't do that this last time. So we viewed an amazing documentary called Death Makes Life Possible, and the whole event was called What If Death Makes Life Possible? And it was a look, first of all, this documentary, Deepak Chopra and Dr. Marilyn Schlitz, it's a fantastic documentary about what if you can kind of wrap your mind around the end, and you no one's going to be comfortable with that. But what if you can accept that and say, look, this is out of my hands, and just have some acceptance and just kind of get a grip on that. What if you really could do that? How would that affect your day to day life? And I think the answer is you'll live a more full life every single day. So that's the kind of the concept. What if Death Makes Life Possible? So it was just a fantastic event. And again, thanks to everyone who attended, and be sure to sign up for the upcoming events. Now, when Judy Wechter and I got together and to formulate our quarterly free educational event, I just wanted to do things a lot just differently than what you might see out in the marketplace. So number one, I wanted these things to be free. We did not want price to be a barrier. So if someone wants to learn, come and we will provide. And these educational events meet the mission of Senior Care Live, which is to provide information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. So we didn't want cost to be a barrier, and we're not using these educational events as a source of revenue, unlike many of these things. That's not what we wanted. Number two, we wanted a very nice space, free of interruption, well-known to everyone in the area, with great parking and convenient amenities. And so we've been holding these at community centers, the Matt Ross Center, the Gamber Center in Lee Summit, the Gladstone Community Center up north. And so, boom, we covered that one. Number three, we wanted to have top-level expert speakers with a high degree of expertise on the subject at hand, and we've accomplished this. We have attorneys, we have physicians. I mean, we have very, very good speakers. We also wanted to have a combination of healthcare providers and the layperson, the family and friend caregiver, and we have accomplished that. So the material has to be appropriate for both audiences. And so in mission accomplished, we want to have sessions, that are meaningful, but they go by fairly quickly. We didn't want to tie up your entire day. So ours are in the mornings, 8:30 breakfast, 9 o'clock, we get a start and we're out of there by noon. And then you're on, about the rest of your day. So mission accomplished there. And then we also wanted to provide continuing education credits for our friends in healthcare, nurses, social workers, case managers, and other medical professionals. And so we are also able to accomplish that. So that's a tall order. And I got to say, I'm going to give myself, everyone involved in this, Judy Wechter and everyone in the organization, a big pat on the back. These things are working, folks. I mean, the smallest group that we've had in attendance would have been about 25 or 30. And we were pushing 100 this last time, and it's onward and upward from there. So again, if you attended or if you've attended in the past, thank you for supporting these things. And the Gamble team, our friends Ryan and Tanya Gamble with the Gamble team provided breakfast, and gosh, we sure appreciate them for that. Hey, Ryan and Tanya, you fed a lot of happy campers. So thanks for that. Upcoming events, you can check them out on the website, but May 18th, August the 17th, and November the 16th. And again, I'll give you more heads up in the future. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. An intermediate care facility can provide nursing and rehabilitation services paid for by Medicare. Is this statement true or is this statement false? And the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you want to listen to the program and you're not around the radio, you can always stream it live to any electronic device. It's very simple. Go to the website SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the you can't miss it, listen live button. It's kind of left hand side towards the top, and it'll stream straight to your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, whatever you have. It is really that simple. Now, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All right, so here it is. I kind of took it easy on you this week, but we'll see if you know it or not. And if you don't, you could flip a coin, right? So it's a 50-50, true or false. An intermediate care facility can provide nursing and rehabilitation services paid for by Medicare. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. An intermediate care facility can, provides a lot of services, great support for the residents, but they are not licensed to provide the skilled nursing and rehab services that are paid for by Medicare. So you'd have to go to a skilled nursing facility for that, and that is the difference. So hopefully, and my wife loves these. She's always bugging me. So she's guessing, and she's like snapping her fingers like, oh, man, if she misses it. So hopefully you're having as much fun with the question of the week as my wife is. So hopefully you're enjoying those.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, folks. Here's a consumer alert that is very, very relevant. Be careful when hiring an individual person to provide care in your home rather than going through a home care company or agency. Be very, very careful. I am hearing way too many stories that do not make me happy. So most people are trying to save money. And there's nothing wrong with saving money. And this may work out fine. You may hire a wonderful person, and this person, maybe they don't want to work for a home care company, and they do a fantastic job, and it may work out just beautifully. But you have to understand what you're getting into. So when you hire a person, are you going to do a background screening on them? You're going to do a state screening, driver's license check, federal background check. You're going to check the register of registered offender registry. They do not hire the blacklist, if you will, because maybe they've been banned from ever working in a care facility again. Are you going to do a thorough background check? That's a question. And if you're not, that is not a good idea. Trust me on that. Not a good idea. Are you going? And so what about liability insurance for an accident? What if they slip down the stairs and they break their arm? Now you have a claim on your homeowner's insurance. Are you ready for that? What does that mean to your rates? Is it even covered? Because this is could be considered a professional service covered. And is that really covered on your homeowner's insurance? I don't know. Something to look into. What if you have missing items? What do you have recourse? How can you prove it? What if there's an heirloom piece of jewelry that's missing? It's just irreplaceable. You have to think about these things. Now, most of the time, you're handing someone cash. Well, what about payroll taxes, state and federal taxes, unemployment taxes? What about those things? They're just literally just not addressed. You're hoping this works out because you're trying to pay someone $14 an hour rather than $20 an hour. And I understand that, but these are some of the risks and things that you have to think about before doing that. What if there is abuse and neglect? That's the one, that's my hot button. Boy, that nothing fires me up more than hearing about that. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And anyway, I'm going to lay off on that one. But what about abuse and neglect? What recourse do you have? What if they just don't show up? What if you're really counting on this person to come by and to, you know, be with your parent, your spouse, your elderly loved one for a part of the day because you have a very important doctor's appointment that you've been putting off? And what if they just don't show up? What does that cost you? So I'm just saying, and I'm going to give some examples of this right after this consumer alert. But these are things, all of the things that I mentioned are worth that differential from paying the home care company to paying someone cash under the table. I'm going to put that in motion here in just a minute. But if you're going to hire an individual person to provide care rather than hiring a home care company, you'd better do your homework and definitely understand what you're getting yourself into.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so with that as a setup, let's talk about home care. Let's go ahead and talk about that. There are a number of providers in the Kansas City area that do a fantastic job, but let me just say this. I've even heard a story of someone who, they were a couple, they hired an individual person to actually help both of them to keep them in their home, and that's great. About a year later, they had a falling out. They had a falling out, and the care provider went to the unemployment office and filed for unemployment. And so to figure out your unemployment, they have to go back and determine where you've been working to find out if you're eligible, et cetera. Well, for the last 12 months, I've been working for Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And, well, okay, well, do you have like a W-9, or did they do payroll taxes and all that, or you know what? In there, and she's like, oh no, they just paid me cash. So they went back to Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and guess what? Mr. and Mrs. Jones got to pay an entire year's worth of payroll taxes, employer-based taxes and penalties. Now, you don't hear that happening too often, but it could happen. And this is just part of what you're paying. So if you're paying someone, let's say $15 an hour cash versus $20 an hour to a home care company, well, why should I pay them $20? Well, they do background screening and they do the background screening, they'll probably do it better than you do it because they have a system. They may have a service that does that. That's very thorough. Okay. Guess what else they provide? They pay for liability insurance for accidents. If you do have recourse, if you're missing an item, they'll pay for that. Well, if it's a reputable home care provider, they'll pay for that. We'll get into that in a second. They pay their payroll taxes. So guess what? You don't have to worry about that. If there's abuse or neglect, you have recourse through the home care provider. And if they just don't show up and you really have to have the help, they will send a reputable home care provider will send a replacement employee, a replacement staff caregiver as quickly as possible so that you can get along about your day. Now, in the next segment, I have a free giveaway that is related to all of this. So there's your tease. So do not change the dial. Listen to these awesome commercials from our wonderful providers. And right after the break, I'll tell you how you get your free giveaway. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss a program or know someone that you're like, oh man, I wish they would have been hearing this, you can go back anytime after the fact to the podcast and listen to that free of charge. Of course, anytime, just go to seniorcarelive.com. And typically by the middle of the week, we have the previous weekend's episode posted by then. So just hit the podcast tab and you can go through and listen to any of the previously aired episodes anytime 24/7. It's a very cool technology that we have. Just makes it so convenient. So if you miss one, feel free to go back and listen to the podcast. All right, so let's start to get into this home care business here. So what is home care? And basically what that is, it's kind of a genericized term these days. Well, home care, well, what does that mean? Well, to some people, that means they lump everything in together. So the medical side of it, which I call home health, or home health care, that's the Medicare certified side of things. We're talking about home care, the non-medical in-home assistance. Some people might refer to that as private duty nursing, although to me, that's even a little bit of a different bucket, but we're not going to make this too complicated. Home care is non-medical in-home assistance, and these folks can do a lot for you to help you remain independent in your home, which I think everyone should remain as independent as possible, as long as that makes sense. And with the home care provider and home care services, it's a fantastic way to do just that. And it's relatively affordable. I mean, all this stuff is kind of expensive, or it can get expensive, but this is a great way to stay home and remain independent in your home. So a home care provider can come in and help you with some of your activities of daily living, and they can help you around the home. They can cook some meals for you. They can run errands for you. They can do grocery shopping. It could be as simple as just being there and being a companion and helping someone, do some things around the house, maybe playing a game with them, just some companionship. But I've had a lot of my clients when we're kind of in that gray area of, you know, we're searching for a senior care community. The places that we're interested, they might have a 4 to 6 month waiting list. And so we need some support at home while we're waiting for the community to have a space open up and available. Okay, well, so we'll bring in home care to help the person out. And here's an example. I've had someone go in and help a gentleman with his laundry. His washer and dryer, they were downstairs, and navigating the staircase was just a major danger to him, and just not a good idea. So they were able to do his laundry. They were able to cook meals ahead, so he didn't have to do cooking. He was eating, about a half a package to a full package of Oreos every day. Okay, not a good idea. And so he had some nice, balanced, delicious home-cooked meals, did some housekeeping, like I said, the laundry, the cooking, just did a lot of stuff for this gentleman. And he's able to stay at home independently until the care community has an apartment coming available. So that's an example. And there are a lot of providers in the Kansas City area. It depends on who you talk to. Oh, we've got over a couple of hundred providers. I've heard 300. I've heard over 400. I'm not sure what the number is, because I'm telling you, there are new providers literally every week popping up that you're hearing about. So with such an overwhelming number of home care providers available, how do you choose the right one? I mean, how do you do that? And so here's the free giveaway I want to let you know about. I will provide to you a copy of the free, what I call it, the home care provider screening tool. So what this is a list of questions that you can ask a home care provider when you're trying to narrow it down and figure out who you want to do business with and who you're most comfortable with. Because, I mean, what do you ask them? And I kind of treated this screening tool just like I treat the audit tool that I use when I go into senior care communities, again, in an effort to gather information to help my clients make the best decision that they can. But I'm giving this to you free of charge. So if you're interested, call the 1-800 number, 1-800-331-6445, and just request your copy of the home care provider screening tool. And it's a list, 33 questions. You don't have to ask all of them, but I think it's a good idea to do that. I'm going to review this for you here, but it's a list of questions that you can ask, your top two or three choices in an effort to determine who you want to provide your home care services for you. So number one, how long have you been in business? Well, we just started yesterday. Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that, but do you want to be their first client? Personally, I probably would rather they have a little experience under the belt, preferably a lot of experience under the belt. But that's just me. You may not think the same thing. Number two, are you privately owned? Are you a national company, or are you a franchise? Now, to some people, this makes a big difference. While I'd rather do business with the locally owned company, nothing wrong with that. I lean that way myself. I want the expertise and in-depth organization of a national company. Okay, that's great. Are you a franchise? Well, there's nothing wrong with that either. Let me just say this. In my personal opinion, I don't think it matters that much. I personally like to do business with local businesses, but here's what it all comes down to. It comes down to the local operator, the people who own or operate the business here locally. So that could be the owner, that could be a manager, a franchisee, and they are a business owner. Skipped all the startup, and they've bought the process. But here's what it comes down to. It comes down to that person who's running the local office. And even more so than that, it comes down to the staff. Who are they hiring? Who are they sending out to provide care for your mom or your dad or your spouse? And the operator sets the expectations and trains the staff, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's the big deal to me. Who's running it, and who are you sending to my home? How many offices do you own and operate, and where are they located? So some of these providers may have a limited service area. We only work in Missouri. We only work in Kansas. We only cover Jackson County or Johnson County or whatever it is. So that's important to know. Ask about the services that they offer. So some of these places have some highly specialized, really nice programs that may be a great fit for you. So ask, what services do you offer? Do you have any special programs? Are you licensed to do business in the state of Kansas or Missouri or both? And so that's important to know. Are you clinically, this is a big one, okay, are you clinically licensed by the state of Kansas or the state of Missouri? And what I mean by that is you're licensed to provide hands-on care. That means that the state monitors you. The state expects you to follow your policies and procedures. The state pops by annually in a surprise visit to make sure you're doing those things and you're keeping your record straight and you're screening your employees and et cetera, et cetera. It's a high level of oversight and supervision. And here's my giant beware. I could do another consumer alert, but we're not going to do that. I'm just going to say, be careful there, because it is not mandatory for a home care provider providing non-medical in-home assistance. It's not mandatory for them to be licensed by the state of Kansas or Missouri. And in fact, most of them are not. So here's where you have to be really careful. I could be out there watching TV, hearing about 10,000 people a day retiring and our population is aging, and I can say, yeah, I'm going to go out and I'm going to open a home care service and I'm going to be rich in 2 weeks and I'm going to hang my shingle and, you know, John's Home Care, and I'm going to hire a neighbor or two, and yeah, let's go do it. Booyah! Yeah, let's go do it. Right? And guess what? That happens. Now, the majority of providers are a lot more careful than that. Okay. And some of them voluntarily go to the extent of becoming licensed by the state of Kansas or Missouri. It's the same licensure as a Medicare certified home health agency. That's not an option there. If you provide Medicare certified home health services, skilled nursing and rehab services in the home, you have to be licensed by the state of Kansas or Missouri. Okay. So, but the non-medical in-home assistance, the home care providers do not. So, and frankly, I got to say this, with as much regulation as we have in the healthcare industry and just in all industries in general, I think it is stunning that it's not a requirement. And frankly, I'm not a big, I think most things are too regulated and we won't get into politics here. But in this case, I think it's a good idea simply because anyone can decide to get into the home care business, hang their sign, and the next day, John's Home Care at your service. I think that's kind of scary to me. I think there should be some standards, some minimum standards that have to be met, and then I think that you have to be followed up on. So I'm going to continue this in the next segment, but if you want a copy of your free copy of the home care provider screening tool because you're considering bringing in a home care provider, again, just request that over the phone, 800-331-6445. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, again, call the toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And before I move on with the home care provider screening tool and how you can get a free copy, let me just say this. I'm meeting so many people now. I've been at this for about 2.5 years, and the program has really taken off over the last 6-7 months here on the awesome Talk 980 AM, here with producer extraordinaire Mark Groves, and it really is taking off. But let me say this. So I'm talking to lots of people, and including my daughter about this. So my daughter comes home and she says, "Dad, I had a substitute teacher." And he walks up and he said, "Excuse me, I noticed the pronunciation of your name. Are you by chance related to a guy named Steve Keeker?" And she looks at him like, wow, that's kind of weird. She goes, yeah, I'm his daughter. And he said, would you please deliver a message for me? Now this is, I don't know this man. I would love to meet him. But he said, please tell your dad, thank you for what he's doing. Thank you for the program, Senior Care Live. I listen to him every single Saturday morning. And he has helped us so much when we're caring for my dad and having a lot of issues. And so I've learned so much, and you can't go anywhere and learn all the great information that I learn on Senior Care Live. I just want you to please let him know that we thank you, and we thank him. We appreciate all the information. We really appreciate his program. Tell him thank you very much. And let me tell you, she's telling me that I'm practically in tears. You know, I mean, what a wonderful compliment. And I've heard that same story, that same recognition, that same thank you many, many times over the last couple of years. So, again, it's my honor. It's my pleasure. It's my privilege to be here with you each and every week. And I'm just so thankful that we're able to reach so many people in such a positive way. All right. I just wanted to share that with you. So here we go. Back to the home care provider screening tool. Again, if you want a free copy of that, I can email it to you. I can drop it in the mail, hard copy to you. But it's the home care provider screening tool. Just call our 1-800 number and request your copy. Again, this is totally free of charge. 1-800-331-6445. And just let them know that you're requesting your free copy of the home care provider screening tool. 1-800-331-6445. All right, another question that you'll see on this thing. There are 33 of them. I won't get through all of them today, but you'll have them in your hand. And again, you're trying to determine which home care provider is best for you. Are your services covered by long-term care insurance? That's a big one. Most long-term care insurance providers will only work with a licensed provider, but many times you can contact the home care provider, can contact the long-term care insurance carrier and work it out to where they can get reimbursed for the services covered. So that's pretty awesome. But that's a huge one. So if you've been paying premiums all this time on your long-term care insurance and it covers home care, but you want to use this particular home care provider and you're not going to get your $50 or $100 a day or whatever your reimbursement is, you may have to change providers or try to work it out between that provider and your insurance carrier. So that's a big one. That's a big one. Is the owner actively involved in the daily operation of the business? To me, this is a huge question. Let me read it again. So you're screening a home care provider. Here's a question. It's number 8. It might be your number 1 question. That's up to you. Is the owner actively involved in the day-to-day or daily operation of the business? And that's when I said I think it matters who is the operator, how do they operate this thing, are they here, do they live, you know, out of town, out of state, and then who's your staff? This is a big one. This would come back to the operator. Is the owner hands-on in the day-to-day operation of the business? That makes a big, big difference to me as far as what I've seen. Do you have a registered nurse on staff, and what is their role if you do? Do you offer geriatric care management services? Many of them do. I would say more of them do not offer geriatric care management services. And if so, what are the qualifications of the geriatric care manager? Is it someone that woke up yesterday, put on, and I think I'm going to be a geriatric care manager tomorrow? Right? No. We want experience here. We want experience. That's what I'd be looking for. Should a caregiver be unavailable for their particular shift, do you provide backup replacement caregivers? This is a huge question. And guess what? I have heard time and time and time and time and time and time. Have I said that enough? And time again, that big companies well-known companies, companies with a seemingly good name and reputation, and they know that their caregiver didn't show up to Mrs. Jones' house to care for her husband so that she can go out, she can see her doctor, she can get her hair done, she can grab some groceries, run by the pharmacy, have lunch with her lady friends, and get a break, and then come back home, right? That's important to her. Don't stand her up. But and things happen. Things happen. Okay, so legitimate things happen. The caregiver's child is sick. She can't come to work. Whatever it is, does your home care provider provide a replacement caregiver for that day or that shift? And time again, there's no replacement. There's no phone call. There's no call, no show, no nothing. And it just all that just makes me so mad when I hear about that. So make sure they will do that for you. Are your caregivers bonded and insured? Okay. And if they are, have your home care provider prove that to you. It's just like my friend Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler. He said, hey, we're licensed, bonded, and insured, and I'll show you the paperwork to prove it, because everyone says they are and they're not. So I think it's a great thing that Keith does that. He just proactively addresses that so that it's not even a concern for his clients. I think it's a good idea here, too. Are your caregivers licensed, bonded, and insured by your home care, by your company? What kind of background checks do you do and other screening do you perform prior to hiring your staff? Boy, that is huge. That's huge. There are so many stories. There was a story recently on the news, and again, it just blows me away. But there was a family. They didn't want to pay the $20 an hour. They wanted to pay the $14 an hour. They hired this individual, but he set up a camera in his house just to keep an eye on her. And he found out that he was literally stealing the clothes from his mother and her ring and everything else. And now that lady's behind bars in prison for a long time. And then he found out that's not the first time she's done this, but no one ever really did anything about it. Well, he would have caught that if there was a background check involved. But an individual generally doesn't do that. So what kind of background checks do you do, and what other screening do you perform? And there, look, folks, there are 33 questions in this home care provider screening tool. We have awesome providers out in the Kansas City area. Good luck with that. Again, for your free copy, call 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And just ask for your free copy. All right, to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to the program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.